Hello, friends. Welcome to this week's episode of the Questions Bar. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs here in Washington, D.C., and this is the beautiful Alina Z in Los Angeles. And this is season two of our show. Alina has done so many amazing things, and we've decided that we're going to tell people stories through these three big questions that she came up with. So we're going to just launch right into it. We've started asking our season two guests all about it, and we thought, well, we should turn the tables on ourselves. So in this episode, Alina will respond, and then next episode, she'll talk to me about it. So, Miss Alina, what is one miracle you can share to inspire others to believe in miracles, especially when times are hard?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this, and I know I will sound like a broken record because it's one of my favorite things that happened to me. And it was, I thought, such a miracle. And it was such a tough situation, too. And I also, and I feel like this needs to be repeated like over and over, over again, because this miracle was not just me experiencing it. Somebody else was witnessing the same exact, quote unquote, difficult situation happening to 30 different people. And then I considered that situation a miracle for myself. And other people thought it was a hardship. And everybody had different outcomes of the same situation. And there was somebody observing this as if it was some kind of, you know, game or experiment. But the miracle happened on 11-11, which we know is an angel number. And the miracle was that I got a flood in my apartment. And why I think it was a miracle, why I know it was a miracle. First of all, the timing was 11-11 and I was at home. I could have been at work. I could have not been at home, and it happened when I was at home. I've been toying with an idea of moving to another apartment, but I never wanted to leave that place. And I also wanted to leave that place. It was like, oh, I love it, but I don't know if it's safe for me because it wasn't the best neighborhood and anymore. And the universe was like, nope, now you're going to move. And because of my attitude, and this is what I was told later from the person who observed everything, because of my attitude, I was able to, A, get money to help me to move to another place. So I didn't have to pay for it. Everything was paid for. And I got money so that I could take time off, because at the perfect timing, my very old sick dog died the day after we moved into our new apartment. And so I didn't even have any memories of him in that apartment, but he kind of saw me through, made sure I settled, and then he passed. And then I was too busy unpacking and packing. And I was thinking, what if I didn't have that flood and he would have passed anyway? And then I would have been devastated coming home every day to the apartment where I had all my memories were with him. And then I didn't have anything to distract me, like moving and unpacking and, you know, making furniture, whatever, putting together things. And then I also, because I was so heartbroken from him passing, I was able to take time off work because I got the money from the move that was caused by the flood. But if it wasn't for the flood, I would have not made the money, because the money was the relocation money. And to me, that was such a miracle. And I look back at the day like, oh my God, what a crazy situation, like just flood out of nowhere. It wasn't anybody's fault per se, but it turned out so good to me. And then someone else who was observing it said that not everybody benefited from it. People with good attitude who were like, you know, it is what it is. This is what happens. You can make it anything a miracle. And I think Einstein said, whether you look at life as everything is a miracle or nothing is a miracle will determine how your life is. And to me, that is such a big reminder that something that is so challenging can create such an amazing outcome when you don't hold on to the idea of how it should be, because it is what it is. It is what it is. And a minute you relax into it, and you see, you know what, maybe it's a miracle. Why don't I look at it as a miracle? And it's going to be a miracle. And again, a lot of people say, well, Alina, it's easy to say, you know, this was 30 people, exact same situation, exactly the same situation. We had the same flood, the same building, and we all had the same relocation fees. Everybody's got the same thing. So to me, it was a miracle. And I ended up winning.
I love that. And it is how you look at it, right? There's some things that are harder to see positively, like the current state of the world. But
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe it's a miracle tool. Okay, let's unpack that a little. Right now, what's going on for a lot of us, it feels like a nightmare. For a lot of people, they're like, oh, this is the best thing ever. And we who have read history see signs, and it's called pattern recognition, where we see, oh my God, where it's going. So we recognize a pattern and we go, oh my God, what is happening? This is the nightmare. But if you look at it through the miracle lens, we can say, well, you know what? Before this election, we also had challenges in our country. We've had such a big gap between the middle class and the really, really rich people. And then the middle class is slowly going lower class, and there's a bigger gap. Our food has been poisoned for decades. We know that. And we see that there is no, like, if somebody says something nasty, and there's like white supremacy and whatever, before this election, even people weren't really shut down. It was still brewing. And also, we never were taught self-love in school. And also, our country started with slavery. We had slavery in the beginning, right? We still have had racism for so many decades. So even before this election, it wasn't that great. And so if you look at Make America Great Again, like, when was America actually great? It was never great. It was always great, and it was never great at the same time. And so if you look at this election as a miracle, then maybe it is that turning point that we all need to create something completely different. And maybe all of the structures, all of the systems will fail. And yes, it's going to suck, like that flood. And yes, we'll have to figure out what we're going to do, but maybe something even better will come out of it, where the systemic racism will be eliminated, where we will create that democratic socialism that we see in Norway, where I read this really cool description that said, socialistic democracy is not about not letting people get rich. It's about not letting people get too poor. And I thought it was so beautiful. You can get as rich as you want, but let's keep the whole system going where everybody has a decent living and not work against people. Because, I was watching Just Mercy and the movie, and oh my God, I wanted to go up to every single black person on the street the next day and be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I know it's not my fault, but I'm so sorry. I still feel people's racism every day. I see something, I hear something, and remarks, and black people who were going through slavery, their families never had the generational wealth or whatnot. They didn't have the same rights for so many years. So anyway, I digress. But the point is, America was never really great because we had so many system problems. And so this election may be a miracle in a way that we will create something completely different. So that's the way I look at it. So I'm also seeing that people who have been supporters of the current president are turning to against him and saying he's lying, he's cheating, he said this thing and he was holding on to it, but now he's saying completely opposite thing and he's hiding the truth. So they're turning away from him. So maybe there is something to be said about this becoming a completely reborn, different, new country, and the whole world for that matter. There's so many countries that are denying women rights. Italy just denied gay people to have kids. Did you know that? I read that. It's a crime to have in Italy a surrogate for gay couples. And not just in Italy, but if you are an Italian and you want to have a kid, so you go to America, you live here for 9 months and you get a baby, you cannot adopt a baby, it's illegal. And you cannot have a surrogate, it's illegal, even if it's from another country. So I'm like, who cares if gay people want to have kids or not? If two people, no matter what their sex is, are loving and they want to have a kid, why deny them? I mean, let's think Catholic priests abusing little children, and that's okay, but they're straight and that's allowed, but not allowed to have gay loving couples to have children. So anyway, there's so many other things that are available for us to improve. And I think that the miracles that are happening of change, whether we see it as a good change or bad change, can depend on how our attitude is and how it comes up to us. That's my, I constantly remind myself, remember that the flood considered bad, but I thought I'm going to allow and accept and love what is. And then the flood came out to be good. So maybe it's the same. So looking at it as a miracle.
It is a miracle. All right. I love it. And you sort of touched on question three, but let's go to question two. So how do you love yourself even when you feel like you don't feel good? You don't like, you know, you're not the way you want.
You know, I was telling myself I'm not going to prepare. I don't know if I'm going to answer this question, but last night I was going to bed and you know, my fiance said, oh, you look really tired and you look a little pale. And I didn't drink water during going to the sauna, so I didn't look good. And today I'm still a little puffy. And I was going to bed and I see myself in the mirror and I didn't look so good. And I was like, I just winked at myself. And like, and when I winked, I smile. And all of a sudden you get a facelift from the smile. And all of a sudden I look cute. And that's been my go-to, looking in the mirror. When you don't look good and you wink at yourself, you look at yourself, you hug yourself, you just say, hey girl, like I talk to myself as a third person, second person, whatever the expression is, but I talk to myself. I'm like, hey honey, hey darling. And when I feel shitty, when I see myself looking shitty, especially when you, oh my God, when you open your phone and you look down and the camera is on and you have this like quadruple chin and you look so bad. And I go, hey girl, and I'm like, oh honey, and like when I feel shitty about myself, I say, oh honey, I'm sorry, that sucks. And then I love myself as a little kid kind of thing. So play, role playing within myself is how I love myself. I distance myself from myself in a way, and I give myself what I need to hear. And winking at myself in the evening before I go to bed has been my my ritual that I didn't even think about. It was a ritual until I winked myself yesterday. So every night, honestly, hair up, look good, whatever, look, don't look good. I'm like, hey, girl. That's how I love myself. And it always makes me smile and always makes me feel like my friends would never say, oh, my God, you look so ugly. What's wrong with you? You're such a dumb idiot. Like, my friends would never say that. Why would we say that to ourselves? And I had a client share with me that she would call herself dumb. Like, oh my God, you're so dumb. And her friends wouldn't call her that. Why would she call herself that? You know, because it was from somebody else. She actually learned it from someone else calling someone else dumb. And she took it on as hers, but it wasn't hers. And so why not do the same, but in a good way?
Yeah.
Why not take on and say, hey, honey, oh, hey, baby girl. Like I call myself like baby girl or whatever. Like, okay, I'm going to say something that is maybe not PC, but it helps me. And we are transparent and honest. But there's some kids and some babies who are not cute. Okay. Like they're not good looking kids, but people still love them. And we still love them. Like there's one girl that my friend's daughter, and I'm like, oh my God, that child is so unfortunate, but she's so cute. And you still love her. Like there is that weird thing. You can objectively say, is it a cute baby or not cute baby? But at the same time, you're like, oh my God, all babies are cute. You know what I mean? Look at yourself at that. Like, look at yourself, that not so cute kid that like in those movies where the kids are being teased, but when you're watching the movie, you still love the kid. Be the kid for yourself.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
So I look at myself as an ugly kid in the movie, basically. And I go, you're not ugly. You're cute. Hi, honey. I love you. And I make myself feel good. And then I do look cute because I'm smiling. And I just love myself like that. But in the mirror, mirror work, I think, has big power.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And those kids usually grow up to be gorgeous humans.
Well, you know what?
And it's
actually,
on the internet.
Who wants to peak when you are a kid? You know what I mean? Like I'm peaking right now. Like I feel good. I am good in my head and I feel good in my body and I look cuter than I did like 5 years ago. So I think it's better to peak later.
Yeah, totally. It's so subjective and it's so
it's so subjective. And no, unless it's so subjective, but I think it's about what it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
You know, do what makes you feel good. Who cares what anybody else says? Somebody's looked at me and they said on my YouTube, you are dumb No, you're an ugly bitch. They call me an ugly bitch. And I
Ooh.
was like, oh, okay. Like that person, that's what they think. But the same, somebody said that Christmas lights and flowers are both beautiful, but they're so different. And so who is to say that one is better than the other? It's your opinion, and everybody's entitled for their opinion, but you can love yourself anyway. And just winking at yourself, like, hey,
I
cutie.
love it. Yeah, no, I love it. The wink, that's the
Oh, and you know what? The wink, and another thing I will tell you that started for me that I recommend to every single woman, and some women find it hard, which is really sad. But I've been there, so I get it. Look at yourself in the mirror when you don't like yourself and find five things that you do. Just whatever, like, oh, this strand of hair looks nice. Okay,
takeaway.
that's one. Or this nail, that looks nice. Maybe not this one, but this one. Like, find five things, and then you will start feeling better, and then you'll start relaxing, and you'll start finding more. But literally, five things that you like about yourself. And then the liking, or even appreciating, like, you appreciate your legs for walking, you appreciate your hands for writing, appreciate your eyes for seeing. I wrote it in my book, the Food and Self-Love book, finding five things at least you appreciate, then you grow into liking, then you grow into loving. So.
I love that. That's perfect, right? And it also you make you start to laugh at yourself, which I think is the big
Yeah.
gift we can give ourselves. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's not, it's never permanent. We're all gonna die. Our bodies are gonna change. But enjoy today. Just wink at yourself, be like, hey, cutie pie. And do whatever makes you laugh, makes you feel good. That's the whole point,
Yeah,
to feel good.
just for today. Yes. All
That's
right.
what
Question
it
number three, looping back to the end of question, your answer to question one. So
is.
if you were in charge with the United States, what is the first thing you would do and why?
I would give every single teacher a huge raise. I would give huge raises to teachers, and I would make it a requirement that every child is taught how to love themselves. How to love themselves and how to love other people and really appreciate being a human. And I think it might not be immediate changes, but if everybody is required, even in adulthood, to take a class, like I would make it a requirement everywhere, like a law. That every single office, every single school, like every single whatever, has to go through understanding how to love themselves. The same way we go through, when you're working in the office, they teach you like emergency exits or in case of an earthquake, like whatever. When you get your driver's license, they make sure that you turn your car wheels like this if you're parked on a hill. Learning how to love yourself, I think, is the most important thing, because when you love yourself, you start being nicer to others. And when you're nicer to others, you don't want to hurt them. And immediately things start shifting in the world. It's a snowball when you love yourself. It's like Rumi said, oh, Lhotzu, sorry. Lhotzu said that if you want world peace, it has to be world peace in the country. Then to world in the country has to be world peace in that city. If there's to be peace in the city, there has to be peace in the family, and if there's to be peace in a family, it has to be peace in the heart. And you can't make somebody love someone else, and they shouldn't make them. But people are taught to hate someone else, and people are taught, not directly, but they are, to hate themselves, because every single magazine will teach you how to change yourself, implying that you're not good enough right now. So if I was a president, I would make everybody learn how to love themselves. Old, young, male, female, doesn't matter. But you have to take a class on how to love yourself. And then I feel things will just shift. That's what I would do.
I love that. That is perfection. Yes. Well, this has been great. I love the answers to the three questions. You are so
Thank you.
full. You are those roses that sit next to you in our podcast. They are podcast
They
video.
smell so good.
Yeah. They look like you. Just
Thank you.
perfect. All right, Miss Alina, and to all of our friends out there in watching the questions bar. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs here in Washington, D.C., co-founder of this podcast and also the Empowered Together Network, where we're bringing women around the world together to talk about what they would do to change the world to make it a better place and then how we can do it together. So thank
Yes.
you, Miss Alina Z. All right, we'll be
Thank
back
you.
again next week. Thank you all.